We are starting a brand new series, and the series is called Stress. Now, we're not looking for stress. We're trying to learn how to live a stress-free life, and that's exactly what I want to talk about today, is living life stress-free or more stress-free. And this is off the top. What I want to tell you is that I haven't perfected this one yet. I'm working. I'm much, much better than I've ever been in my whole life. And so I know that what I'll be sharing with you works, and it does make a difference. But we all need to understand this one, because stress will kill you, literally. The Bible says in John chapter 10 and verse 10, let's go ahead and put that up for me. John chapter 10 and verse 10 says this, that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Leave it up. A way that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy is through stress. He will steal years of life from you with stress. He will eventually kill you with stress, and stress will destroy you. It'll destroy relationships. It'll destroy you. But Jesus says, that's not why I came. Jesus says, I come to give you a life. And the NIV version here, it says to have it to the full. Life to the full. The King James Version says abundant life. Jesus says that what I came to give you is not a stressful life, a life full of stress and anxiety and worry. What I want to give you is a life of joy and a life of peace. See, the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And so when we enter into something other than that, we're not in the kingdom. We're entering into the ways of the world. And the world is full of stress. Now, I read something that was extremely interesting. Did you know that 90% of the doctor visits in the United States are stress-related? 90%. What does that mean to you? It means that 90% of the things that make you sick enough to go to the doctor are stress-related. You. 90% of your doctor's appointments and doctor visits could be eliminated if we could just learn how to handle stress. I was thinking about that and processing it. How much longer could we live? How much healthier could we be? How much happier could we be if we were just to learn how to handle stress? Handle it God's way. We live longer. And this is sort of what we're going to be talking about today. So, every single one of us has an opportunity every day of our lives to freak out with stress. Stress comes down. And there's not a day that goes by that we can't allow stress to take us if we will. But here's what I want to say is just because something has the ability to make you stress does not mean you have to allow it to make you stress. What we get to do is we get to decide. We get to decide if we're going to let it take us or not. We get to choose. But we have to learn this. It's not something that comes natural. It's not something that comes easy. It's something that we literally have to learn how to do. And one of the keys about learning to live a stress-free life is this. It's learning to be flexible. We've got to learn how to adapt. We've got to learn how to adjust. We've got to learn how to go with the flow. We've got to learn these things because it's just not simple to do. A lot of people, when they get into a situation, a stressful situation, they allow it to just freak them out. They get all bent out of shape. They get all worried and all jittery, and they totally miss an opportunity to have joy instead of allowing it to take them to stress. See, there are some things that we've got to learn we just cannot control. You cannot control the weather. Right? I mean, I've tried. I have. When I hear that it's going to be raining on Sundays, I try to step in and take care of that. Or if it's going to have a snow or blizzard or something's coming in on Sundays, hey, I'm out there rebuking it. And I have seen some things happen when I would do that. But I can't really control it. You can't control traffic. I've tried. Haven't we, Marty? We've tried. But you can't do it. We'll be sitting right in the middle of the interstate, still, and I'm freaking, you know. Why? Why can't they work on the roads at night? not one lane. Let's find a detour. And we allow that. It's out of your control. Why let it take you? We can't control what other people do. I've tried. You've tried, right? Well, you can't control it. You plan to do something. You have a Saturday off. You want to relax. You want to chill. Just lay back. Somebody calls you and says, hey, you got to come over here and you got to come right now. And so your time is gone. Your day is messed up. And now you're having to do something for somebody else because you can't control what other people do. I want to see, we allow things to stress us. And we allow things to take us and we really can't control. Think about this. Most of the things that stress you out the most really will not matter 10 years from now. Am I right? In fact, most of the things that will stress you out today really won't matter tomorrow. In fact, most of the things that stress us out now won't matter 15 minutes from now. But we've allowed those things to control us and to take us. See, that guy that cut me off in traffic, he really won't matter to me in 15 minutes because as soon as I can, I am around him and he's just a speck in my rearview mirror and he doesn't matter anymore. But I've allowed him to do something to me, physically, mentally. I've allowed him to stress me. So if it's not important 10 years from now, I have to ask you, is it really important now? If we're going to live in a place, if we're going to live a life that's where we do not allow stress to control us and to make us sick and to take us over, we've got to come to a place of making a decision. And the decisions that we've got to make is this, simply this. I am not going to allow this to take my joy, to steal my joy, to take my peace. I'm not going to allow this to move me. See, you got to learn that just because your plans don't work out, that doesn't mean you can't be happy. My happiness is not dependent upon my plans, and I have got to come to a place in life where I say, okay, my happiness is not dependent on everything that I want to work out. Because it's just not going to happen. Every day of my life, something's going to alter. My plans are going to get waylaid. And so what we have to do is just go ahead and make a decision right now that I'm going to make plans. I really want them to work out exactly the way I want them to. But most likely, that's not going to happen. How many agree with it? That more things that you plan don't happen exactly the way you wanted them to happen than do. How many, right. But yet, we know that. But yet, we still, when it doesn't work out, we still get all bent out of shape and we get messed up. So when inconveniences come, and life is full of inconveniences, and when things happen and situations happen that aren't along with my plans, I have got to pre-decide that I am not going to allow this to control me. I've got to go ahead and predetermine this, pre-program myself so that when it happens, it doesn't set me off. It doesn't cause me to lose my attitude that I want to enjoy life and I want to have a good day. And one of the best lessons that we'll ever learn in life is we don't have to have our way to be happy. We don't. We don't have to have our way. And if we can make our minds up about that, We're gonna cause those things that control us, that take us over, to lose their power. If we can just go ahead and predetermine these things, that I don't have to have my way to be happy, then we're going to live a happier and we're going to live a healthier life. We've got to decide these things. We've got to decide these things early. We've got to decide these things actually before they happen, so we'll act right when they do happen. In other words, I can't let a flat tire determine my day. I can't allow not getting a promotion that I was expecting determine how I do my life. I can't allow my spouse to determine whether I'm going to be happy or not for the day. Now, there's a big part there, and I've got a great spouse, so I don't know if I even should have said that, but but I've got to predetermine. She's going to upset me sometimes. Now, am I going to allow that? I'm going to upset her more Okay? Balance this thing out. But I'm not, we can't allow that to determine whether we're going to be stressed out or not. Because those things take days and weeks and months off of our life. If you have the attitude that you don't have to have everything go your way to be happy, then what you've immediately done is disconnected from frustrations, disconnected from things. You're free from things that would normally frustrate you. And when you don't get your way, don't pout. Don't get stressed out. Maybe you'll have your way next time. But just go ahead and say, okay, I'm going to adjust. I'm going to adapt. I'm going to go with the flow, and I know that it's going to be all right. See, listen, life is too short. Life is just too short to live stressed out. Life is too valuable. And stress over time will damage your health. And we're going to do a whole lesson on that particular thought. But stress over time will damage your health. Listen, don't die early because of traffic. Don't go around for weeks and days or months with knots in your belly and your stomach messed up because somebody didn't do something the way you wanted them to do it. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth living like that. You got to be flexible and you got to work on your attitude. You got to learn this attitude that I'm talking about, and it's not easy. If it were easy, none of us would stress. This is something we've really got to work on. Now think about this. That when you go through life, is what I'm getting upset about really worth getting upset about? And most of the time, it's honestly not. It's just not worth me stressing out about stuff. Now, people are different. People are very different. We're made differently, so we handle stress differently. We're made different with our temperaments. We're made different with our personalities. And so the way you handle stress is not the way I'll handle stress. See, let me explain to you. I'm an extroverted person. And if you've gone through our temperament study, then you know what I'm talking about. I am a lion primary temperament. That means I'm very goal-oriented. I want things done, and I want things done right now. I have goals that I want to accomplish every single day of my life. And then I'm an eagle, a man temperament, and I'm basically extroverted. Because when I laugh, everybody knows I'm laughing. I laugh out loud. I don't just chuckle on the inside. I really laugh. And when I'm angry, it's the same way. Everybody knows I'm angry because I'm extroverted. I don't keep stuff inside very, very well. Now, if you're an introverted person, that means you take stuff that's happening to you and you kind of keep it on the inside. And that can really affect you. We're going to talk about that some in just a few minutes. But I get up every day. I'm very goal-oriented. And things have a way because I have these goals that I want to accomplish every single day of my life. And if I don't get those things accomplished, then they have a tendency to upset me. And so I have to remind myself every single day of my life that I've got to go with the flow. I've got to adjust. I've got to adapt. And I cannot allow these things to stress me out. Now, we all have these kinds of tendencies inside, and what we have to do is begin to deal with them. And if you're an introverted person, then you keep stuff pushed down inside of you, and it's coming out. And I'm gonna show you how this works out in just a few seconds. I want to make sure we get it. See, I usually handle stress pretty well lately. I'm a whole lot better. But Sundays is a very, very easy time for me to stress out. It's like Sunday is my stress day. I come in and I've worked all week preparing an experience for you that I'm hoping is going to go over well, that you're going to get ministered to, and everything's going to go well. But then like last week, we come in and three air conditioners are out. that's not good. I want you to come in. I want you to have an enjoyable time. I want you to read your notes, not have to use them to fan with. I want you to come in and sit still and enjoy yourself while your children enjoy themselves and get ministered to in the back. I don't want anybody sweating. But see, last week when we come in at 20 minutes after 10, three air conditioners go out. Now that's a good opportunity for me to stress. But you see, what I've learned And what I've had to learn in life is that if I'll handle it right and I'll keep the right attitude, I'll most times find God in there somewhere. I like to get up early in the mornings. I like to come down here. I like to walk in here and I like to pray. I like to go back to my study. And I like to just sit back there in quiet and in privacy and just do my studying and do my reading. But you see, I don't really want to be, I don't want to be interrupted between the hours of about 7 and noon. Now, how many times does that happen? How many times do you sit there from 7 to noon and the phone doesn't ring, or you don't have an appointment, or somebody doesn't stop by and knock on the door? So that just doesn't happen. And this stuff has a tendency to upset me. It has a tendency to stress me out because I don't feel like I'm getting all my goals accomplished and these things are interrupted. But I handled it so wrong all those years. All those years. See, what I've learned is that if I will just keep my attitude right, if I'll step back and I'll look at what's going on here and allow God to work, I usually find out that in the situations that stress me, God's in there. For example, last week, air conditioning goes out, three of them, at 20 minutes after 10. All right, I get Jim. Jim, let's go look at this thing. We go back there, Jim says, Delbert, I don't know if we want to open this box or not. He says, I'm afraid of what might happen. You know, we might cut off everything. I don't know. And I said, okay. So we just got to go with the flow. Now, that's not really what I wanted to do, but I just, what else was we going to do, right? You have to go with the flow. We have to adapt. So we use our notes for fans rather than than to read. So we go in here Monday. We open that box. Folks, I'm telling you, it's a good thing we didn't try to fire that thing up, because that's exactly what might have happened. That wire, there's a big old wire like that, and it was frayed, it was burned, and had that thing cranked up again, really, we might have had a fire. What I'm trying to relay to you is that I've learned that God's in there somewhere. If I will keep the right attitude, go with the flow, and everything is going to work out better than it would have worked out had I forced something to happen. Now, here's what I really wanted to say about this, is that on Sundays I have this tremendous opportunity to get stressed. Computers go out, projectors don't work, there's so many things, soundboards, all these things happen. And so I would get stressed. I would let it get me. And my face gets red. I don't know if it's my blood pressure going up or what's going on. But what was started happening to me is I would get a rash right here between my eyebrows. And it would come down on both sides of my nose and under my face. And my face, my skin would start flaking. And I thought I was concealing it pretty well until one day somebody asked me, said, "What's wrong with your face?" She says, "You need to exfoliate." And I said, "I do." "You need to scrub it." I said, "I do." Here's what I've learned. When you stress, that stress is coming out. And remember, the first place that stress comes out is your skin. And what's happening is your skin is weeping. Your skin is trying to let out. In other words, your body is trying to force out all that stress stuff. It's coming out. I mean, think about it. What happens when people get stressed and nervous? They'll sweat. They'll itch. The nerves will twitch, right? They get rashes. My sister, bless her heart, when we were growing up, it was really, really bad. And she would be in school, and when she would take a test, she'd have to put a paper under her hand because her hands and her feet would just sweat profusely when she'd get nervous. And so when she was doing her homework, bless her heart, to keep from messing her homework, she had to put a paper because those things stressed her out. Stress is coming out. And the Bible gives us this amazing picture of how this really works. Jesus, at the very most stressful time of his life, he knew that in just a few hours he was going to be arrested. He knew that he was going to go through this mock trial, that they were going to beat him, they were going to scourge him, they were going to take him and put him on a cross, and they were going to crucify him. And he knew that this was going to go down in just a short, short time. And he was stressing. So he takes his guys to the Garden of Gethsemane. And he doesn't really want them to see him like this. So he says, "Okay, you guys stay here. And I want you three to go with me." So he goes off with these three, and then he says, no, you stay here. I need to be alone. And the Bible says he went about a stone's throw away, and he began to pray. Now, he was trying the very best he could to keep this stress inside of himself. Let me read you to you what the Scriptures say. The book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 44 says, "And being in anguish," this is the stress level he was having, "being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly." This is how he attempted to deal with the stress. "And his sweat was like great drops of blood falling to the ground." Even Jesus had to deal with stress because he was human. Every human has to deal with it. And the way he dealt with it, and you know how it finally came out. He says, "Not my will, but your will be done. I'm going to trust you, Lord. I don't understand everything that's going on here. I really wish this cup could pass from me. But nevertheless, not your will, not my will, but your will be done." Here's my point, is that your body pays a tremendous price when you stress. Your body takes the toll. You're going to pay it. And so when we come to a place where we understand and realize we're stressing, we have got to stop. We've got to take a step back. We've got to get ourselves together. We've got to make the decision. I don't understand this, but I do know that God's going to make it all work out. I don't understand how this is working. I don't get it. But I know that, Lord, I'm going to trust you. And your will is being done. And so, Lord, I am going to trust you here. And if we will set back, make that decision, decide that it doesn't have to go my way for me to be happy. If I will handle this and keep the right attitude, that God's going to be in there somewhere. If we'll do that, we're going to come to a great spot in life where stress does not kill us. And stress does not destroy us. We'll get it before he gets us. Now, some of you are doing exactly what I used to do. When you get stressed and when you get anxious, you'll get migraines. You'll get back pains. You'll get leg cramps. Your stomach gets all messed up, diarrhea. It's coming out. And your body is paying the price. It takes days off our lives. It will kill you. It can cause a heart attack, blood pressure. We've got to learn that when we get into a position of stress, we have got to get ourselves together. And we've got to make the decision. This thing is not going to steal my joy. This thing is not going to take my peace. This thing is not going to take 1 minute off of my life. We've got to remember that God is there. Here's a verse that we use around here a lot at LifeGate. It's in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And the Apostle Paul says, and we know. This is something that we should know. Now, Paul knew it. He had worked through it, but we haven't quite got there yet. But we should know this, and we know that in all things, God works for the good. Now, let's stop there just a second. Now, notice that it doesn't say that all things are good. What God says here, what the apostle is relating to us, is that what God will do is take your stressful situations, your awkward situations, your bad situations, and he will work them out for good. For those, this is important, for those who love him, for those who are trying their best to have a heart for God and to please God. What God will do is God himself makes us a promise that he will make those things and work them out for our good. For those who love him. For those who've been called according to his purposes. What I'm wanting you to see is that we as Christ followers are not supposed to allow situations to control us. We're supposed to be able to come to a place where we see God in it. God's moving. God's doing something in this thing. And if we will just trust him, he's going to take whatever situation that I'm going through and he's going to work it for good. And that should bring me some peace. But sometimes we don't understand it. We can't figure it out. But whether we can figure it out or not, here's one thing that we've got to know. Is that God's going to take it. And he's going to make it good. Judy was on a trip. A while back with some ladies, and they were leaving to come home, and one of the ladies that were with them wasn't ready yet, that she wasn't packed and she wasn't ready to go yet. And so this sort of stresses out some of the others, and they're upset with her because, you know, she's not ready to go. They had already determined what time they were going to be leaving and needed to get back and all this stuff. And so anyway, they finally take off and leave. Well, they're coming up the interstate, and they enter it down, and they have to stop. Now they're really stressed, you know. Now, look, if we'd have left earlier, maybe we could have avoided this. You know, that was their thought until traffic began moving, and they got to pull up to see what was happening. When they got up there, what had happened is this huge storm had come through with tremendous winds, blowing cars all over the place, causing crashes, flipping them around right in the medium, both lanes shut down. And then they realized, you know what? If we had left on time, we would have been right in the middle of that storm. What I'm wanting you to see is that God will be in there somewhere if we will just step back, get our attitudes correct, and allow God to help. Really, I want to challenge you today that when you are tempted to get stressed out, I want to challenge you today to not let it take you. I want you to see that literally God might be saving you from something down the road. That it's stressing you. But if you'll keep the right attitude, realize that God's going to be working in this place somewhere, you're going to find that God's doing it. God's in this thing. This thing that's stressing you out so badly, if you can learn to step back and take a look around, you're going to find that God's really in there. You've got to make a decision. Make a decision today to not allow stress to rule you. Because it really could cause you an accident. It really could cause you something bad to happen. The Apostle Paul was going to Rome. He had been told by the Lord that he was going to go to Caesar, and he was going to present the gospel to Caesar. That was a big witness. And so they literally, here's how this was working out for him to go. He was arrested. Now that would cause us some stress. He was arrested, and they were literally going to ship him to Rome. But Paul, you know, Paul goes with the flow. He knew that all things work together for good for those that love God. So he's on his way to Rome in the ship, and they run into a hurricane. Now, it's not bad enough that you're arrested. It's not bad enough that you're on his ship. But now you're in a hurricane. That'll cause some stress, but not with Paul. Paul just said, well, you know, Lord, I know you're doing something. I'm just going to go with the flow. He just didn't let it get to it. Well, the Bible says that for several days and several nights, they could not see the stars of the moon. They could not see the stars, moon, and they could not see the sun for several days. Now back there, that's how they did a lot of their navigating. So they didn't know where they were. The Bible says they eventually ran aground, and the boat literally broke up. They had to swim to shore. They swam to shore, and on shore, now, you know, you're arrested, you're in a hurricane, the boat, you don't know where you are. But Paul still isn't all stressed out here. He's trusting God. He goes to the land, and the natives come down, and they're build a fire. So Paul's out getting sticks to put on the fire. And the Bible says he goes and he puts the sticks on the fire, and out of the fire comes a snake, a poisonous snake, and the Bible says attaches to his hand. Now, I think I'd be a little stressed here. Huh? I'm arrested. I'm shipwrecked. I'm on a, I don't know where. And I'm snake bit. You know, but not Paul. You know what Paul does? He shakes it off. He just goes with the flow. And the people that saw him be snake bit said this about him. He must be a wicked, evil man. He's getting justice. He's getting judged for something evil that he's done. He's going to die. It's done for him. He's going to swell up and he's going to die. Well, they watched him. And when that didn't happen, instead of thinking he was wicked and evil, they said, he's a god. So Paul was now able. He had their attention. He was now able to witness to them and tell them about the one true God. Tell them about Jesus. And then they began to bring people to Paul. And Paul was able to pray for these people and able to heal these people through the power of Jesus Christ. And God had this mighty move on this little island of Malta out in the middle of nowhere through a seemingly inconvenience. Here's my point. Is that we've got to learn to get to that place. That when things aren't going the way we want them to go, and that things are stressing us out, it's step back. Compose yourself. Make the decision. I am not going to let this thing hurt me or harm me. I'm going to look around and see what God's doing in this thing. Because I am sure that God's in here somewhere. And if you'll do that, then that frustration is not going to have a place with you. And you're going to be able to find your joy. I was working on my boat trailer a while back. And I could use a lot of these because this happens to me frequently now that I've learned to walk in this. But I was working on my boat trailer a while back and I had ordered a part for it. And when it came in, the part didn't fit. And it aggravated me. But I was working on this series, and so I knew I couldn't get upset. And so I just went to a place, and I said, okay, I need these holes bored. I knew the owner, and I knew his son that worked there. And so they took it, and they began working on it for me. And one of them came to me, and he says, listen, he says, I've got a friend who's going through some marital problems. What would you suggest I say to him? So I was able to help him there. So right there in the middle of the machine shop, we've joined hands and we're praying for his friend. Right there. And I'm thinking, wow, this is pretty cool. You know. And so then the other one comes to me, and he knows that my interpretation of the book of Revelation isn't exactly along the traditional ways. So he started asking me questions. And he's saying, hey, what do you think about this? And I was able to share with this man right there in his machine shop about God's love, God's plan, and God's kingdom. Right there. And so they finish up my job. They bring it to me. I say, how much do I owe you? He says, you don't owe us anything. We're glad you came by. You don't owe us anything. Thank you. And so I get out and I get in my truck and I'm coming back to the house and I'm thinking, Lord, that is so cool. That is so cool. I thought it was an inconvenience for me, but you had a plan. You let me witness. You let me talk to people about Jesus and about his kingdom. You let me witness to people through this inconvenience. And I promise you that will happen every single time nearly if you will just step back. Look for God when something's stressing you. Make the decision. You're not going to let it get to you, that everything doesn't have to work your way for you to be happy. And you let God do his thing. It's just amazing if we keep the correct attitude. Here's the thing you want to do. Do your best and let God do the rest. If you'll do that, you're going to find God in there. And then what you're going to end up doing is finding joy. Now, let me show you this scripture. It's in Psalms 119 and verse 143. It says, as pressure and stress bear down on me. Now, the individual writing this is King David, the man after God's own heart. He says, as pressure and stress bear down on me, I find what? I find joy. I think we think joy finds us, but no, there are certain times in life where you got to find joy. And those times are when pressure and stress is bearing down on you. I find joy in your commands. I find joy if I do it your way. Your decrees are always fair. Ponder that. If I'm a child of God, then it's decreed, right? Everything's decreed. My life's decreed. My situation is decreed. I might not understand it, but I know that his decrees are fair. He goes on, help me to understand them. So that's the problem, is we don't understand what's going on in our lives. And what David is saying here is, if I'll just step back, find the joy, then what is going to happen is I'm going to begin to understand these things, and then I want you to get this part, that I may understand them, why? That I may live. Stress will kill you. Stress will take life from you. It's the desire of stress to take you out. But if you can step back and find the joy, if you can step back and make the decision, this thing is not going to get me. If you can step back and make the decision, find the joy, then what you're going to come out with is life, not death. Proverbs 14:30 talks about relaxing. It says this, a relaxed attitude lengthens life. What does it do? It lengthens life. Jealousy rots it away. Do you know there are things in life, and stress being one of those things, There are things in life that rots life away from you. But when we can relax and have an attitude of stepping back, going with the flow, saying, I don't have to have it my way to be happy, when we can relax in it, it adds life to us. And this is what God does for us. Jesus says, I come to give you life. I come to give you life and that more abundantly. A relaxed attitude will always be good for you. A stressful attitude is always bad for you. And it's going to take a toll on your body. So I want to challenge you today to just make a decision that every single day of your life, you're going to refuse to allow stress to dictate your happiness. That no matter what's going on, you get up in the morning and there's a flat tire. That's not going to determine your day. That somebody cuts you off in traffic. No, I'm going to go ahead and pre-decide. I am not going to let that mess up my day. That I didn't get the promotion that I was expecting. No, I've got a crazy boss. No, I'm not going to let that dictate my day. I'm not going to, and we're going to leave here, and some of you are going to leave here, and you're going to go up 27, and you're going to go to Chattanooga or someplace north to eat. And you're going to get in the lane with a slowpoke. And what you've got to pre-decide right now is that you're not going to let that dictate the rest of your day. We can't do that. We've got to determine that we are not going to allow these things to dictate our day. That I don't have to have everything working out my way to be happy. And if you will, then you're going to have a happier life. You're going to have a healthier life. You're going to have a life that's going to be long and not short. Stress will kill you. Some of you, it's been so long since some of you have really had and experienced a relaxing and a peaceful time. I want to say something to you. You need to make the decision that you're not going to let stress take you out. You're not going to let stress rule and determine your day. Because sometimes if you won't make that decision, your body will make it for you. I want to close with one more thought. Ask you a question. If you were told right now that you only had 30 more days to live, with those things that cause you so much stress and so much frustration, would they really be important? If those things that cause you stress and pressure, and you only have 30 more days to live, would you even consider them? Let's pray. Father, thank you. Lord, I pray we got this across, and Lord, the importance of not allowing stress to rob us of life, to injure our bodies, but that, Lord, you have a plan where if we can just find joy, if we can step back and go with the flow and be adjustable, then, Lord, we can enjoy a great life, a happier life and a healthier life, the life that you came to give us. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You would say, along with me, I really need to work on this. If I allow stress to have its toll on me, it makes me crazy. I know that it makes me sick. I know that it's not good for me. If that's you, and you along with me would say, Lord, help me. Help me deal with stress. If that's you, would you raise your hand and let's pray together. I see hands every place. Father, thank you. Father, thank you, Lord. I just ask you now in Jesus' name that, Lord, every single person here, Lord, will see the importance of handling stress and learning to live a more stress-free life. Show us, Lord, how it's taking days and years from our life. Show us, Lord, how we can live a life that's not dictated by stress. Your head's bowed and your eyes still closed. Now, some of you aren't where you need to be with God. In the scripture that I read, that all things work out for good for those that love God and for those called according to His purpose, you know you're not where you need to be with God. And so, therefore, things are not going to work out for you because your heart's not to please God. Your heart's not loving God. But you want to make a change there right now. This is your day of decision. And you want to fix that. You know that you need to be right with God. And so what the Lord is wanting you to do right now is allow Him to come in and help you. Turn your heart for Him so that you can enjoy life the way Jesus intended for you to enjoy it. He died for you. He shed His blood for you. He literally sweated for you. Great drops of blood. If that's you, and you know you're not where you need to be with God, but you want to fix it. You want to get where you're supposed to be so that Jesus can come in by His Spirit and help you with life. If that's you, would you raise your hand right where you're sitting and let me pray for you? I see your hand. Any others? Hand over here. Another one? Any others?